Paging Dr. Ranganathan. Paging Dr. Ranganathan, kindly proceed to level one arrivals to the Traveler's Aid counter by door C like Charlie.
Governed by laws, not by here today, gone tomorrow politicians and their whims. And justice counts in Canada, and I'm very grateful to the Honourable Judge Mosley for demonstrating that. Well, you know, it's a dangerous thing that Canada has become so isolated in the world that it has allowed itself to become basically an embassy for the most extreme Israeli political line. Mr. Netanyahu has almost no friends in the world, including in the White House, but he sure has friends here in Canada. And not many people can quite understand why. There seems no reason why Canada, which was so widely respected, even loved in the world, not so very long ago, should so identify, over-identify itself by anybody's standards, even a conservative's standards, over-identify itself with really very extreme Israeli politicians.
What message do you, or what message would you deliver to tomorrow then about your experience with what happened to you?
Well, first I will talk about what happened to me, not just because I want to get it off my chest, but I do. This has been an extremely searing, surreal experience for me to be sitting for almost 25 years in the British Parliament whilst a Commonwealth G7 country declaring me to be a security risk and a terrorist is serious. And it has affected my life in many ways, which I shall adumbrate meeting tomorrow. But much, much more importantly is what it means for you. And what it means for you, as the Honourable Judge said in his 60-page judicial caning of Jason Kenney, is that Canada's laws and anti-terrorism as a rubric is being used to suppress legitimate political debate here in the country. And that's important in itself, if you believe in democratic values, but it's also important, arguably more important, in that you will reach flawed conclusions as a country if you don't hear all the legitimate points of view argued out in public, in proper debate. And that's exactly what's happened. Canada has reached a deeply flawed set of foreign policy positions, and partly because it has set out to criminalize views which are widely shared in the country and around the world and must be heard. No, I mean, the good thing is that the, as any bookseller could have told them for free, the book you try to ban always ends up on the bestseller list. And I expect that the audience for what I have to say tomorrow, and indeed through the conduit of the media, will be far, far larger than it ever would have been if Mr. Kenney hadn't undertaken this foolish thing. But he's cost the Canadian taxpayer a pretty penny, and I don't suppose pennies are that plentiful nowadays here or anywhere else. He's damaged Canada's reputation. As I said at the press conference the other day, I don't know if it's because he's a fool or a knave. I'm not sure which would be worse, but I am sure that Canada deserves better than that. Yes, I will have a meeting with my legal team, Barbara Jackman, and seeking redress for the damage that has been done. So this is not the final round between me and Mr. Kennedy. Well, I'll be talking to my legal team about just what avenues exist, but this indeed one of them is behind me who may very well want to have a say on that. But one thing's for sure, I have been defamed in a way which is scarcely possible to exaggerate. I mean, for a high-profile politician to be announced to the world as a terrorist and a security threat placed my life in danger. I'm not being melodramatic. There are crazy people in the world who, if I really were the person, Jason McKinney, hated the eyes, might have thought themselves fully justified in putting a bullet in me. And so my life has been quite severely affected in many ways, as I say. I've run through them at the meeting tomorrow. And I am seeking redress for that, one way or the other, whether through defamation or through some other form of redress. So although Mr. Kenny has already cost you all a pretty penny, it may very well turn out to be pretty more penny too. Well, the officers were very courteous, but the interview ranged rather farther than a normal immigration interview would. They were interested in my political analysis of many international political situations, which was flattering, but time-consuming. And I was aware that there were people outside waiting to hear me. But they were, I couldn't fault them at all for courtesy and manners and good old Canadian efficiency. So, no complaints.
Can you run in Canada to replace Harper?
Yeah. I don't know what your constitution says
about
that.
Nice.
But I'll give it some thought.
Just have an honest man.
Thank you. Yes.
Welcome back.
Actually, I have nothing to do with Hamas. I'm not answerable for anything that Hamas say or don't say or have in their constitution. Well, it's a very long subject. You may consider a yes or no question. I myself don't. But just for the avoidance of doubt, let me tell you what I believe, because I'm responsible for what I believe, not what other people believe. I believe there should be one country on the Jordan River to the Mediterranean Sea, in which all the Jews living there, all the Muslims and all the Christians, either living there or driven from there and now living as well, should live as equal citizens of the world. In a state called Israel, Haifa and Palestine, or Palestine, Haifa and Israel, having each other the way they like. So that's my view. I'm not for the killing of anybody. Indeed, it's killing I'm trying to stop.
Should there be a judicial review?
Yes, you know, if I were in the Canadian Parliament, I would be. It's hard to see how Jason Kenney survives this. Certainly wouldn't survive it in the British Parliament. If a judge caned a minister in 60 pages for having effectively deceived the Parliament and deceived public opinion for narrowly, very narrowly partisan purposes and not even Canadian partisan purposes. If that were to happen in our Parliament, the minister would already have been gone. I don't know the dynamics here. Perhaps Mr. Harper and Mr. Kenny are just inseparable. I don't know. but so far he's clinging on. I would have expected the Canadian Parliament to want to have now a full inquiry into this affair, because it may be that we haven't even yet got to the bottom of it all. But that which we have got to is pretty damning. The Canadian Security Services told Jason Kenney that I was not a security risk. The Canadian High Commissioner in London appealed to Jason Kenney not to do this, and yet he did it. And look how it's ended. It's ended with huge expenditure of public funds. It's ended with unfortunate headlines for Canada around the world, and a thoroughgoing defeat for the government at the hands of the judiciary. And Mr. Harper doesn't sack Mr. Kenney, you have to work on the assumption that he needs resources. So there's kind of no hiding place for the government. And as it's a government that is overburdened with popularity and parliamentary strength, I would have thought that makes for quite an interesting political situation. Not only am I aware of it, I'm filled with gratitude and admiration for the legal team, for the political team, for all those who have struggled for 18 months to get me back into the country. And it's a great tribute to them that they were not intimidated, they were not terrorized into believing that they were somehow on the side of a terrorist or a security threat. My broader feeling, though, is that this visit will be at least instantly welcomed by far wider sectors of Canadian society than just people who support us. Because I think there is a feeling in Canada, I get the impression that there's a feeling of continually banning and excluding people, and thus tempting to keep views which are against the views of the government here into the margins, to criminalize them, to marginalize them. I think most Canadians, whether they agree with that system or not, just instinctively know that that is wrong, and not a good thing, not a good place to be. So thank you to all the campaigns. Any more questions?
Could the party awaiting the arrival of Mr. Thomas Nabzeski? Could the party awaiting the arrival of Mr. Thomas Nabzeski kindly proceed to Canada Immigration,
you know,
located on level 3 departures at the end of letter J, Lake Juliet?
When I read on my Google alert all these headlines popping up from right-wing Canadian newspapers saying Galloway has lost in the court. I must be charitable, I suppose, and say they hadn't read the judgment. But if I've lost, how come I'm standing here? I'm standing here because I won. And I won. Because Canada still is a country governed by laws, that has a judiciary that will not be bullied or cowed or terrorized into rubber stamping the decisions, the caprice, the whim of here today and gone tomorrow politicians. I must tell you, we're very lucky in Canada. Not many countries in the world have such a judiciary. We do, and you do. That's maybe one of the things that makes us closer.
Any others?
Sorry, I'm
having
my back to everyone.
George, come back.
Thank you very much.
George,
we quite badly need a
George, we have
Welcome back, George.
Welcome back.
Welcome back! Welcome back!
Well, we used to love George.
Thank you.
Welcome back, George. Thank you so much.
Welcome back, George.
Thanks, welcome everyone. Back. Thank you.
Welcome back! Welcome back!
Viva Palestine!
Viva Palestine!
Viva
Palestine! Thank you very much. Thanks for coming. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. 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 Thank you so much.